Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe, a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached September 9th and 10th at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas, St. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie, Kansas. The text for the day was Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 20. Let's listen in. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, Jesus encourages us to be like Breland. And who is Breland? Well, one of the newest members of the kingdom of God, baptized into the name of the triune God just this Sunday at Trinity. Breland is just a couple months old without a ton of real accomplishments under her belt. Oh, I am sure there have been firsts already that have been rejoiced in by the family and friends, but nothing that will be listed on a resume in future years. And yet, today, Jesus tells us to become like her if we wish to be great in his kingdom. Now, we should be clear today that God is not telling us to become like her because she came to the baptismal font innocent, free of sin. In fact, we confess during the baptismal rite that all are born sinful. Yes, the tiniest, cutest babies are born in sin just like all of us were. In fact, that is why Breland was brought to the font today. That is why you were brought to the font, to be cleansed and to be reborn, cleansed of sin and given a new life at peace with the Heavenly Father. No, Jesus is not speaking of the moral character of children when he encourages us to become like them. So what is it then in children that Jesus calls us to emulate or to imitate? Well, children have a humility, you see, that leads to dependence. And for them, of course, that is something that is not so much chosen so much as it comes naturally based on their inability to do many things at that stage of life. No, the baby does not refuse to be fed, arguing that they can find a better meal somewhere else on their own. They do not seek out new parents because their mom or dad overslept for a few moments at one time and their dirty diaper irritated their soft flesh. Instead, they continue to entrust themselves to their parents' care. They blindly trust their mothers who care for them, often becoming quiet as soon as they find refuge in their arms. We could rightly say that they do all of this because they do not have the capacity to do anything else, but Jesus is not concerned really with why they do these things. He simply notes that they do have a humility which leads to dependence. He is calling those of us who to the eye have many more capabilities to still become like infants, to become like Breland. And yes, we see this because he called the apostles to do this. Yes, he called these young men who likely believed that they would soon be wrapped up in a violent conflict to seat Jesus as king in Jerusalem to become like an infant, a baby, a Breland. Young men who surely valued strength, quick wit, and confidence in their own abilities. They figured that such characteristics would be able to get them a place at Jesus' right or left when he came into his kingdom. After all, that was what always happened in other kingdoms. Those with the most strength, intelligence, or other abilities would be placed at the king's right and left to rule with him. And so they asked in advance for a hint of how Jesus would judge them when it came time for him to set one above another in positions of power. Who would be the greatest? Was it Peter, always ready to jump out, to speak, and to lead? Was it James or John, one of those two called the sons of thunder? Was it Andrew, whose very name meant manly or brave? No, Jesus said it was more likely to be like a small child that he pulled out of the crowd that day and placed into their midst, a child completely dependent on others for their very living. Such a child would be considered the greatest. No, Jesus, when he came into his kingdom, would not place the proud at his right hand, but the humble. He would not place the self-sufficient at his left, but the needy ones. To be great, one should become humble and therefore dependent on God. They should become like Breland. This word from Jesus strikes us as odd as well. We too are people that value self-reliance, strength, and intelligence. We are people who struggle the moment we feel weak or in need of help. We despair when we cannot do the things we used to and would still like to. And of course, Jesus is not talking here about our place in the world with these words today, but our place in the kingdom. Before him, we are to be humble and dependent. But we must admit that this is very hard for us to make this distinction. How can we live in a world that values strength and self-sufficiency and yet live with God in humility and dependence? How could we possibly become like Breland based on our age and our ability? Well, only by realizing that we are truly more like her than we care to admit. No, it won't work to fake humility. We must instead understand that we should truly be humble before God. We can't just speak of trust in God. We must realize that truly every good gift we have really does come from Him. Yes, as Paul said last week, we must renew our mind in order that we might be transformed. So why should you be humble before God? Well, lots of reasons. Let me renew your mind. First, He is the Creator, and you are His creature. Second, He is holy, and you are a sinner. Third, He is your Father, and you are His child. First, He made you. And so regardless of what your mom or others have told you to boost your self-esteem, you remain a creature of the Creator. His power dwarfs yours. His understanding makes yours foolish in comparison. He rules over all things while so very little actually remains under your control. Secondly, and maybe most importantly, He is holy and you are not. Even on your best day, you fall short of His glory, and no amount of willpower the next day will change that. You will always in this world remain one who sins, and He will never be anything but completely holy. And so if you wish to approach Him, you had better come on your knees admitting your unworthiness. You cannot stand before Him on your own. But thirdly, in His mercy, He has chosen you to be His child, and so you are His child. So you must honor your Father in all humility and thankfulness. Oh, He could have left you as a spiritual orphan, but He has not. He has chosen to provide for you all that you need. Just accept that with joy. Yes, become like Breland by recognizing that you are but a creature, a sinful creature at that, a sinful creature who would be perilously alone unless God claimed you as His child. If you believe this truly, humility will be the natural result, and that humility, it will lead to dependence upon God. You will recognize then that you remain ever dependent on God for all good things, dependent on Him to cause the sun to shine, the rain to fall, the crop to grow, dependent on Him to wash away your sins time and time again, dependent on Him for everything like a little child is dependent on their parents. This means that when that thing happens that you do not understand, you must yield to God and receive what He has given. Your why questions must be laid to rest at the feet of the answer to the question who. It means that you can only hope to fight sin because of the rebirth of the Holy Spirit and never because of your own willpower. No, don't just try to become a better person that God will like more. No, it means that you are going to have to take what is given to you by your Father and be content with it, not questioning whether He knows what He is doing. You must receive what He gives with thanks and serve Him in joyful obedience. But fear not. For He is a great Creator, a great Savior, a great Father. And the humble, well, He exalts. To the dependent, He gives. To those like Breland, He grants that they would enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, He gives this to you. Unless you want to prove to God that you know more than Him with your constant complaints about the way things are. Unless you want to show Him how holy you can be by comparing yourself to others you think have done worse. Unless you think that you need no one to provide for you at all. Oh, you might think that such confidence and strength and self-reliance might get you noticed by God, but it will not, at least not in the way you hope. At best, you will be declared least in the kingdom if you approach God in that way, and perhaps you will not be given entrance at all. Instead, become like Breland, bringing nothing and leaving with everything. A thankful creature, a forgiven sinner, a blessed child of God. Yes, to such is offered every gift, gifts for the body, gifts for the soul, every good gift, all because of Jesus and what He has done at the cross and the tomb and that He has delivered at the font. So become like Breland, humbled, dependent on God, saved and claimed by Him. How you came to the font, come every day to Jesus. Amen.